Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker. The only thing I pull out of is my driveway. Tonight, before we get started, I'm going to be reading a story about a guy that decided to be a Splenda dad. And turned out he was basically a beta and didn't know what he was doing. And he got taken advantage of. And he's kind of what happens when you're not ready to be a Splenda dad, and you end up getting taken advantage of. Before we get to that, though, quickly, the other video I posted up tonight is about men's self-deletion. They're taking themselves out early because of deep depression or things like that. And I usually don't say this in the beginning of my videos, but please check that video out. Please watch it. Please like it. Please watch it so you get the information, whether you're in a good place or a bad place, because this is important information. So we have this as ammunition so that when people say why we're so against this girl power movement, we have an answer. And number two, please like, comment, share to boost it up in the ranks so we can get it out there. So maybe some guys that are having a tough time can see it. Maybe if one guy sees it and he clicks it and it resonates with it and he gets help, or he decides to hang in there with it and work his way through it, that makes it worth it. So please, I'll leave a little dot here in the corner here at the beginning of the video and at the end of the video so that you can remind you to please go watch it and make sure, because that the fun videos like this get viewed a lot more than the serious topics like that, but those are actually the important ones for men. So here we have a 50-year-old guy. You know, oftentimes we talk about men saying, that's it, I'm out, I'll hire a pro for any of my dalliances. But what happens when a guy is not ready to enjoy the short-term quick life and he decides to be a Splenda man, being a little bit sweet and getting himself he pays the cash for prizes, and he turns out to like date one that's nuts? Well, we're going to find out. But this is interesting because I think, you know, the joke is we're all one good Bravo Juliet. We're all one good, Bravo Juliet away from returning to dating life. And so, and this is a case where I think that's what happened to this guy, and he ended up dating one, but instead of dating a normal girl or trying to date a normal girl, he decided to date a pro. Let me zoom in here so we can see the text a little bit bigger. Whether you're on your third failed marriage or you simply never got around to tying the knot, you may find your 50s a romantic rut. Too old for Tinder, too young to forget about dating. All your mates happily and boringly hitched. All hope is not lost, however. We live in a modern world. Anything is possible. You just have to pitch yourself to the right agency. As one man recently revealed to Refinery29 on Medium, you can have a lot of fun trying. But as he pointed out, it's a lot more challenging than you'd think, especially when the perception is that the one with the money has all the power, which claims is not always the case. No. The one, when it comes to this situation where you are paying and you're getting the playing, the pay for play, you do always have the power. Unless you're weak-minded and not really strong enough and happy enough being single, and you get pulled in thinking you're actually going to find romance out of this, then you have no power. Whether you have money or not, you have no power. Just look at all the guys that are writing or sending in money to this OnlyFans stuff for like $1,000 a pop. You have no, if you have that kind of cash and you're doing that, you have zero power. He says, New York-based founder and CEO of a global software company, the man who chose to remain anonymous, told Refinery29 journalist Jessica Hsu, even though his net worth is north of $50 million, it's been hard to get into a conventional dating since his divorce 3.5 years ago because he travels a lot. And I can understand that. He said, I'm 50 years old, but I probably look 38. Kind of like me. I look a few years younger. I'm actually 74. I have the mentality of someone in their 20s because I love to just have fun. Sounds familiar. I jump out of planes, you know? I'm just one of those guys. He also couldn't get into conventional dating because my schedule just prohibited it. When I date conventionally, I always follow the same pattern. Meet a girl, get to know them, they like the vibe. Then I start my crazy travel schedule and there's an awful lot of stress and texting. When are you coming back? Where are you? Now, the other thing he could do, especially having $50 million to his name, is you could pretty affordably probably rent an apartment in each one of those areas and get somebody in each one of those areas you'd regularly see when you visit, or get a short-term girlfriend while you're in each one of those places. Or if the place is just going to be empty and you really don't care, rent it out to somebody that you could also conveniently date. I mean, I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but there are options. There are options. So just going out and shelling out cash, I mean, you've got other options than that. So he says, so I thought, okay, what if I financially support someone and while I'm here, I have the company of someone I enjoy? Seems like the perfect solution. Another attraction, he says, was he thought it was just the only way to meet women who have not been tainted by life. Explaining, I found that women and men age, they get more tainted by their experiences. They create within themselves a negative bias and a standard operating procedure. I think this is true. I've said it many times. As you get older, you get actually more selective. Men, that's okay, because usually we have a lot more income, we're a lot more stable, we're a lot more steady, we're a lot more experienced. With women, there's a challenge there. Yes, they have more knowledge, they have more experience, they have more money as well, but usually they still want the guy to pay for things, and many times they're coming along with kids, and many times they're also coming along with the wall. So he says, so I decided to try and date younger women, recounting his experiences and struggles with three of them to Refinery29. Here's his experience with each one. The first woman was the upfront woman. Any anonymous daddy told Refinery29, I met her for a drink and she was very open about the fact that as long as there was some chemistry, she would meet up with me and sleep with me for money. Unfortunately, that's really not who I am. What do you think you're doing on this site if you're saying that's not who you are? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, he wants to play Splendaman, but he's not Splendaman. He's still a normal dude with a lot of money. Like, he's still kind of a weak beta guy that's still got a lot of money. So he says, unfortunately, that's not really who I am. I need more of an emotional connection with somebody, even though it might sound weird in that environment. Yes, it is weird in that environment. That's like trying to get married to someone you meet on Tinder. You're in the wrong place trying to do the wrong thing. It's cash for prizes only. So you can see he's not well suited for this. That's why he struggled in this. He says the girl next door, the next woman was someone I would call a girl next door. She probably shouldn't be on the website. She wants an emotional connection. Okay, that's what you wanted. That's where you're going. But she needs financial assistance. So I dated her for 4 to 5 months. After 2 months, she said, I don't want money anymore. I just really enjoy getting to know you. It really told me she wasn't looking for a long-term monetary benefit and that you can have really great chemistry. Hey, there you go. Great, right? Wrong. Or at least, it didn't last. Why? Over the next 2 months, the age difference was slammed in our face. Well, you both knew the ages before you got started. So what made it slam in their face? He says, I remember I went out to brunch with her and her friends, and someone was whispering, you know, whose dad is that? It didn't really impact me, but I saw the look on her face. When we talked about it later, she said she wasn't necessarily prepared for that. So we decided to remain friends. Look, if she's 25 and you're 50, why are you hanging out with a bunch of 25-year-olds anyway? Like, what are you trying to do here? Did you put on a cool skater outfit and put on a backwards baseball cap and you had a t-shirt with like some logo on it? Like, what are you doing, man? The mercenary. The third woman I call the mercenary. She was the most dangerous person I think I ever met. That's my thumbnail, obviously. He said she scared the crap out of me. She would say anything to make you think she loved you. Love bombing. That's a narcissistic and a covert narcissist tactic. And also psychopaths do that. She lied about not having a boyfriend, not living with him, got all the money, gifts, trips, and plane tickets, and when her boyfriend finally threw her out, she came crawling to me. Maybe you should have vetted her for red flags. Just because you're doing this type of dating doesn't mean you don't vet for red flags. Now, how stupid is this guy? Listen to this next sentence. She ended up moving in with me for a while, and then I got her set up in an apartment. Once I got really ill and I told her what was going on and I said, hey, look, we need to have a real relationship or this isn't going to work. And to this day, I haven't heard her back. This dingbat, this dunce, told the girl that had been lying and just taking him for all his money. And then when she gets kicked out by the boyfriend, comes crawling to him and he says to her, we need to have a real relationship or this isn't going to work. I thought you didn't want a real relationship because you were traveling all the time, dude. See, this is somebody that's not ready for this. This guy is, he's got cash, but man, is he, he's just weak. The man then added, I spent 200 grand while dating on the site, and about 90% of that went on the third woman. She took him for 180 grand and she was nuts. But you know why? Because she was probably really fun in bed. Because the crazy ones usually are. He said, I bought her a lot of jewelry. I'd buy her a ring. She would lose the ring or say it got stolen. She pawned it, dummy. I'd buy her another ring to replace the ring. Then her rent, it was $3,500 or $3,600 plus a security deposit. I know, it was sort of like, hey, dude, what are you doing? Duh. What an idiot. So obviously, if you're not mentally prepared to go into the lucrative cash for prizes dating scenario, don't get involved, man. Are you nuts? Are you nuts? This guy was so not ready to do this, he got taken. It's the same guys that are doing this stuff on, whether it's OnlyFans or it's guys that are hanging in with, there with a girlfriend. Well, I found out my girlfriend's cheating on me. She says it was only four guys, but I found out it was six. Should I stay with her? I found out my new girlfriend had 100 past partners. Should I be worried? Sometimes she did it for money. This is what happens when you get a weak guy. In this case, he happened to have lots of money, but he's still a weak loser. And he kind of deserved everything that came for him. He's lucky he only got taken for 200 grand. He's got 50 mil. It's not really a dent in his pocket, but maybe he joined a lesson from it. There's 108 responses. Okay, this one's funny. I'm just going to read the top one. From Connie Tyler Miller. She looks to be in 60s. She says he's an idiot. He didn't want a relationship because of his lifestyle. Then he didn't want the woman because she didn't want a relationship. Grow up, dude. You got it, Connie. And here's Connie's picture. I wonder if it's like legit. It's can't really tell, but so. But anyway, she looks to be like she's in her 60s. So there you have it, fellas. Talk about a loser. So if you're gonna do that lifestyle, you better be ready for it. No emotional attachment. Just go in there. It's you're giving monetary rewards. She's giving you the prizes. And then you call it a day and go home. And if it ends, it ends. Guess what? There are lots of people doing this today. It's real easy to do. And as a matter of fact, on a lot of these sites, the women outnumber the men. I might even do something where I make up a profile on one of these and then do a little research on it. I will let you guys know. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my other stuff. Check out my other videos. Check out my older videos. Check me out over on betterbachelor.locals.com. And don't forget to go watch my other video. Like it, comment on it, boost it up in the rankings. Let's let guys know if they're thinking about self-deletion, if they're in a rough place, there is help for them. And we'll talk about it a little bit over there. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, you better be ready to be alone, single, keep your cash, just pay the money. Don't worry about the romance. Because are you really wanting to romance and fall in love with somebody that's offering themselves up for money? I mean, really?